Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Oh, shit.
Hey, guys.
I haven't seen you guys in about a week.
Yeah. I feel like you wore that shirt last week.
Well, hey, everybody.
Great story, Matt.
Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 308. This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong de lidias. Yo soy Matty Ding Dong.
Buenos. This is Rhett.
So, guys.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah, the pre-show content for this. That's enough reason to sign up for Patreon.
Dude,
right there.
I don't even, Moon Boy, sorry, man.
Yeah. Fuck. Man, what a week.
What about him now? What you want to say about my Moon Boy?
You know, if you want to know about Moon Boy, you can go back over the last week of conversations. And in order to do that, you got to go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast and sign up, because you get access to the Patreon exclusive Discord. You also get ad-free listening, bonus content, exclusive merchandise, and all kinds of other fun stuff. And you get to help us do this show, which, like, for some reason you enjoy and costs money. And I got other shit to spend.
I didn't know somebody could actually get canceled from a Discord conversation.
And somehow he
was able to do that.
Apparently, they are no longer private Discords. You know, Microsoft buying them for $3 billion and Dogecoin going up to $1.20. People got all kinds of money to just throw around now.
For real.
It's been a wild week, man. Like,
you had surgery.
Yeah, I had surgery.
How was that?
Literally a couple hours ago. Like, I'm still very fucking groggy. So if I don't remember.
I'm very sore still.
If I don't remember what happened in this movie, I apologize. But it's been a week or so since I've seen it. And I'm on all kinds of drugs right now. So.
How was your vacation, dude?
It's fantastic. We could have been something that already happened.
That's incredible.
That sounds like our text conversation from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where I don't care that you don't care, that I care that you're unaware.
That was two weeks ago, wasn't it?
I love not caring that people don't care. I love it.
You really do care that people don't care, but that you don't care about.
So it's almost like it's some false binary bullshit that doesn't actually exist.
None of it matters.
Caring or not caring. It's happening.
And then you realize that you have a name and people know you.
I hate that shit.
So we got a screener for the new Conjuring movie. And dude, and surprisingly enough, Matt loved it.
It's awful.
Awfully good.
He keeps doing this bit. Like, Matt, just let him know what. Let him know that you know.
Let him know, dude. Let him know what actually happens.
I'm letting him know.
Don't
fuck the Conjuring.
Don't let Dread Central.
Star Wars.
Star Wars can suck the cock.
Nothing but Star Wars.
Star Wars can suck the cock.
Except for Jar Jar Binks.
Dude, yeah. I didn't even watch The Mandalorian. That's how much they fucked me over with that. What was it? Rise of Skywalker?
Gina Carano and her views.
Her views.
She did get... She actually got canceled for her views.
I need them not to release any Star Wars thing for years again.
They just released a thing today. The animated thing.
Fuck them.
It's apparently really good.
Is it Empire Strikes Back?
Fuck them.
Yes or no?
Fuck them.
Matt, fuck is it Empire Strikes Back?
No.
Fuck them.
I don't even think Matt likes Empire Strikes Back.
It doesn't matter, but he likes that I'm saying fuck Star Wars. True. So... The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
I like Clone Wars. That's tight. But other than that.
That shit was tight.
Clone Wars is tight as fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, what'd you watch?
So I watched The Thing. I watched Big Trouble in Little China this week.
Oh, you're watching all the hits.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of just on a Kurt Russell kick. I actually do kind of want to go down this M. Night Shyamalan rabbit hole. Because here's the thing. I watched this video about, like, the career of M. Night Shyamalan.
What, like a couple of days ago?
M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong, be respectful, please. Yeah,
He's your brother.
Huh?
He's your brother. He's a ding dong.
Yeah.
Maddie Shyamalama Ding Dong.
And God damn it, you threw me off. Oh, yeah. So it was basically like the path of his career and how he started out so great. But then everybody expected him to be the twist guy. But then, like... If you take all of his movies, and they were actually talking about The Happening, and I know you watched this like almost a month ago, Rhett, like they were talking about the, yeah, the happening. If you make it black and white, you take out all the sound and you put like any score that you want.
That's a whole lot of
What are you talking about?
So apparently people have done this. They take like M. Night Shyamalan's movies, they make them black and white, and they replace like all the audio, dialogue, and everything with separate scores. But apparently he's such a competent director that he puts so much imagery in his shots that he's able to convey the story that's going on without any dialogue. So you don't hear people.
I believe that.
You don't hear people talking about how hot dogs get a bad rap. You know, you're like just
in
like
the happening.
Yeah. You're
he
just
is a competent visual storyteller.
So like, as I'm watching this,
the sixth sense otherwise,
they're showing like these things, these clips in black and white. And I'm like, wow, these look really good. And like, I hated The Last Airbender, like fucking loathe that movie. But he was like, this movie fucks if you literally play any Wu-Tang. And it showed it in black and white with just Wu-Tang playing over it. And it's like, wow, this looks really fucking badass.
Well, it's kind of like when I did, because you always hear about doing acid on the third roar of the lion for the MGM thing before Wizard of Oz.
And then hitting Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, it's Dark Side of the Moon.
But it's like,
yeah, and Harry
if
Potter,
you throw on Deftones White Pony with Predator on acid, it turns out that works really well
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right. Bro, Thrice's Visu and Goblet of Fire.
Well, that's what I mean. All sorts of, that sounds kind of like one
that's
of those things.
That's a new one.
No, it's not.
I mean, that's a new one to me. I mean,
that shit. I found that shit.
And actually, no, I watched that last week.
It blew my mind. Dude. Yeah.
Okay.
So
that song, that one song that's like the when they come into the fucking when they come into the hallway and they're fucking twirling those bow staffs and they're doing their fucking their power display. It's like syncing up right at that part. Oh, it's so good.
Damn.
So good.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. That's and then if you watch Babe Pig in the City with Nick Cave's murder ballads, fucked up.
Interesting. Well, what else did you watch or did you play?
I watched Mutant Blast. I've played Binding of Isaac, and I've played Dead by Daylight.
So nothing's changed.
Yeah, nothing's changed. No, yeah. It's all the same shit. Pretty much it.
I mean, you're bleeding right now, which is kind of wild.
Oh,
you're,
shit.
Yeah, you're bleeding all over the floor. It's kind of fucked up.
At least it's hardwood floor now. It's not carpet anymore.
It's true.
So and we'll let the dog in, and she'll clean it up. Wait, you don't like blood or chicken skin? Would you eat blood sausage?
What is blood sausage
it's kind of
made of?
It's basically like blood and like cornmeal.
I'm probably out.
And foreskin.
Yeah, and foreskin.
I'm probably speaking out. Of blood sausage, Chicago. A man attacked a couple in Fernwood over the weekend, allegedly biting off parts of their ears.
Mm.
And when officers arrested him, he allegedly told them the blood he was covered in was not his, but, quote, the blood of fucking peasants.
Yeah, that's fucking metal.
So this happened in Chicago.
Bath salts.
And that's dupe. The headline reads, man attacks Chicago couple in horror movie-like barrage.
Hmm.
So move to Chicago.
Was it a berserker?
Was
barrage?
It a berserker barrage? This blood isn't mine. It's the blood of fucking peasants.
Dude, that's metal.
That's pretty good.
I should remember that line. That's pretty good.
You know, we shouldn't be happy about that situation, but when he says stuff
but
like that.
But at least it's a cool quote that came out of
hell
it.
Hell yeah. Right, there's been a bunch of crazy shit going on in the news. Like once you started letting people out of their houses after COVID, there's been all kinds of fights and shootings and stuff. You hear about that motherfucker that fell off the parking garage and landed on that lady?
Yeah, that poor
dude.
That poor lady.
Poor lady in her 20s. She's out on
she
like
was on a date,
like a Tinder date, second date with this dude.
They don't even know who he is, dude.
Really?
Yeah, they haven't found him, or maybe 2 weeks later they have.
Yeah, but like some dude was, I don't know if he was drunk or committing suicide. He was hanging off the side of a parking garage and fell on this girl. Can you imagine how fucked that is? I was talking to John about that because I guess on the Mick Garris podcast with Clive Barker, they were talking about Clive Barker had an incident like that where somebody was like skydiving or jumped out of a plane and like landed on the fucking floor in front of him and his kid or some shit. And I was like, John, did you hear about that chicken downtown? Wild.
Mm-hmm. What about you, dude? Did you watch anything over the last?
Yeah, I watched a good film with God rest his soul, a guy named Chris Farley called Tommy Boy.
I was going to watch that recently, and I watched Beverly Hills Ninja instead, and that was a mistake.
Parts of that movie, like when he's explaining to, he's trying to sell the guy the fucking brakes, and he takes his car off his desk and lights shit on fire and does all his Chris Farley, like, bipolar
that was,
leaning
that was
into
him at,
mania.
That was him at, like, peak Chris Coke. Farley.
Yeah. At peak, like, I'm going to kill myself with this energy, Farley. Like, whoa, he gets fucking, it's like he starts burning up the screen, dude. Like, so there are parts of that that is just fucking unbelievably
coked out.
Good. Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, we watched that. And then Sophia and I, we watched a film called Die Hard with a Vengeance, which I'll tell you right now, when we talk about the best action films of the 90s, usually people bring up...
Are we talking about the best action films of the 90s?
Yes, we do.
Are we doing another bracket?
People bring up Speed, and they bring up, which we did a wonderful Patreon episode on for about 15 minutes, by the way, before somebody freaked out, right? And then, but they talk about also, they talk about Face Off. They'll talk about True Lies, but Die Hard with a Vengeance is good. When's the last time you saw that? Jorge, that's for Jorge, not Matt, for the listener.
I do not remember. It's been a bit.
I can tell you when the last time I saw it was. Never.
It's fucking good. Okay, Jeremy Irons plays Hans Gruber's brother, and fucking Samuel Jackson.
That bit
is in
with
it.
The Sam Jackson and the water jugs always sticks out in my head.
Yeah, and so they ask him at the beginning, Jeremy Irons, what do you want? He says, I want to play a game, and then he proceeds to set traps for McClane and tell him what to do the rest of the movie. So it's like, oh.
So essentially he's Jigsaw.
It's fucking Saw. Like, you guys, you know.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? So it was fun. It was fun. And it starts off with a song that's like, hot town, summer in the city, sucking on a cock, but it doesn't look pretty.
Cool cat, looking for a kitty. That song fucks, dude.
Yeah, it sure does. That's why I sent it to you.
I don't like this future us.
Now, the other film I watched was a film from 1995. It was recently remade.
Cool World.
Oh. Mortal Kombat! And it fucking shows it right from the beginning and does the song. And that movie, I hadn't watched in probably over 10 years. And I remember thinking, wow, this is goofy 10 years ago. It's fucking actually really, really goofy. And Goro is hilarious.
It looks hilarious, yeah. He's a bad puppet.
He's like the eeriest Muppet ever.
Battle puppet.
He's less convincing than Kermit the Frog and less lifelike.
Can you imagine if Goro had Kermit's voice?
Oh my god.
But it was still better than that fucking slogfest piece of shit that just came out.
It was a piece of shit.
And it wouldn't be hard to be better because all you have to do is start having a fight scene and some techno music kick in and you're better than that movie.
Oh, for real.
That's
it. And just keep giving us fights. Don't give us whatever all that other stuff was.
And Shang Tsung, that guy who plays that fucking Shang Tsung, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't guy, know fucking, why wow. we can't just get James Hong to do it, but
Hong,
yeah, the guy that played Lo Pan, fuck yeah, he'd be a great Shang Tsung.
So yeah, Mortal Kombat 95 is available on HBO Max alongside the new slogfest.
So is South Park. All the South Park is on HBO Max. That was something I've been watching. I've been watching a bunch of South Park lately.
How much did you get through it in this last week?
I've only watched like 6 or 7 episodes, but still, I watched them in like one sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know why I watched a YouTube video on Randy Marsh, and then I started with the episode where he starts fights at the Little League games, and then I just went on like a little stretch from there. But goddamn, that episode's
good. You had to do something in pre-op.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard anything about Resident Evil Village?
It's coming out. Oh, it has already come out.
It's already come out.
It's great.
The reviews I read last week before it came out said it was pretty good. So I can't wait to play it now that it's already come out.
Are you going
to
play it?
I'd like to play it.
Yeah, you actually played a couple hours of it. Can you tell us about it?
You know, I
got him. Damn, you got him painted.
I kind of just explored the
him into a corner.
I kind of just explored the environment. I didn't get too much into the actual game. I kind of just
you now.
I kind of just, you know, wanted to introduce people to the game and like get acclimated with it. I did it, you know, a very short stream. So
yeah,
you know, you can go and catch that stream at twitch.tv/MattyDingDong.
Yeah. Did you get your ball smashed by the
ball
vampire?
Smasher?
God, I fucking wish. Just please, just sit on my face. Come on.
Sit on my face.
Please sit on my face. Honey, house turd nuggets. Shit, so good.
Oh my God.
You don't even know. He doesn't even know. He doesn't know what that is.
Who?
You.
Me? Of course I know what the fuck that is. Are you fucking kidding me?
What is it?
We talked about this like 2, 3.
Then say what it is, bitch.
It's fucking grandma's boy.
It's fucking bear.
It's fucking bear.
It's fucking grandma's boy. See?
See? Hey, guess what?
What?
I didn't watch shit this entire week.
Damn, bro.
Nothing to talk about.
What about Handmaid's Tale? Did you watch the new episode?
What would you watch if for the next week if you were thinking about it?
If I could watch
anything.
What do you
plan on watching?
I'll probably continue,
if you could turn I'll probably back
continue
time.
Watching. I'll probably have I continue to watch Fringe. And it continues to be good in the second season. And that's it.
You said you watched.
You suck at making shit up.
You said you watched WrestleMania over the last week.
I did not say that. I think that's
you did. You were like, you know what? I spent actually 7 hours this week watching WrestleMania, and boy howdy.
And he was texting. You know what? It's weird too because he was texting me about Ad Astra and Gravity, how he totally changed his mind about both films.
Yeah, I really turned the corner on both of those.
And he said that the 90s decidedly were not tight.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that the 90s nostalgia is inevitably about to expire,
the 90s nostalgia wore off last week. So that's, you know,
shit. Yeah. So the Junkos were a mistake again?
Well, we weren't wearing them again.
No. But I mean, just like looking back, they were.
No, they were not a mistake.
No, especially not. No. Now I was telling a client, they're like, Rhett, what were you like in high school? And they're like, did you have like the long hair and shit? I'm like, no. I had like bleached white hair. Like I made my scalp bleed. And they're like, oh, cause you had it like fucking Dragon Ball. I said, I wanted it like Dragon Ball Z, but I hated that show. And I would wear JNCOs and I had fucking a web belt and shit like that.
I had
fucking etnies. And they're like, that's sick. I can imagine that. So that made me realize, like, damn, that was tight.
You're like, damn, I'm just like these people.
Yeah.
I mean, we were.
It was pretty good.
We're the brotherhood of the traveling JNCOs.
Mm. For sure.
You guys traded pants?
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't trade pants. We shared pants.
Yeah. I think we had like three pair that we would like switch around.
And how large was this group?
Three or four of us, right?
We shared bitches too.
So was there one of you
he's always no.
So there was one of you that did not have. There's one of you that did not have pants. If there was four of you in the group and there's three pairs of pants.
Yeah, because I remember distinctly we had a pair of JNCOs, a pair of pipes.
I had a brown pair of jeans, I remember, that were really big.
Yeah.
Remember that brown pair?
I remember the brown. I think and then I had a pair of brown pair that had like a string. It was like a string tie.
Dupe.
It was fucked.
That and your Dragon Club shirt.
Remember when we were running across the street and Wesley couldn't run? And I'm like, come on, ass piece. Remember that?
I don't remember that.
I remember that.
I remember that just like it was last week.
I'm looking at him behind me. It's this big lumbering fucking white kid. But he's like, oh. And I'm like, come on, ass piece. So anyway.
That was the week was uneventful for me.
You didn't watch anything. You didn't play anything.
I watched Handmaid's Tale a little bit and Fringe more and Binding of Isaac more.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
Any other news we should get to before we take our break?
You said you had some news, right, Rhett?
Well, I was asking about Resident Evil, you know. That was the big one. And the other news was this gentleman fucking killing or biting the ears off these fucking peasants. That's my news.
Yeah.
What do you got?
A24 and Blumhouse are doing a collaboration.
Oh, God. Okay, I got more news after that. All right, go for it.
What happened.
See what you got.
Let's see. Let's hear it. What came of this collaboration?
They're making a movie about a pretentious accountant.
A pretentious accountant?
That's what it says.
How is an accountant pretentious?
I don't know. They just say that all characters are pretentious in this movie.
To say that.
They said the movie is slated to be 3 hours long.
I'm in.
Be incredibly boring with lots of crying and lots of jump scares, loud noises, and cultural appropriation. There you go.
Who's that dude who heads Troma?
Lloyd Kaufman.
Yeah, I guess I bet he's a big Trump supporter. So apparently he's teaming with Trump, like because Trump.
It's not Troma Films anymore. It's Trumpa. It's
Trumpa, and Trump launched. I don't know if you guys heard about this. He launched like a website. So instead of he can't be on Facebook or Twitter, so he launched a website. Mm-hmm. And I guess like apparently Lloyd Kaufman's nephew is the guy who helped him with that. So they're in bed with him on that thing too, direct from the desk of Donald J. Trump. Anyway, Trump's like He's in bed with this dude, and they're going to make a horror.
Like, literally.
They're going to make a horror movie, but he wants it to be around wrestling. He wants to. So Trump is going to produce and write a wrestling horror movie with Troma.
That makes sense. He's in the WWE.
Only
Hall
white
of Fame.
Nationalists are going to be in it.
Wow. And it's directed by David Lynch. I heard about that.
David Lynch. Well, yeah, because he's into absurdism. And so that's why he can really just
tap David Lynch for this.
They tap David Lynch for this. So he can completely subvert expectations and weaponize the collective trauma.
I actually heard that fucking Trump was going to be the new Toxic Avenger.
Ah.
And his hair is the mop.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, actually. That's already looks like a fucking mutant.
Do you have any news?
No, I just, that was it.
That was the mop. News right there.
The mop was it. That's all I got.
It's been a really interesting week, film-wise.
The mop is all I got. The mop.
Don't be mad at me like that.
What?
Matt looks legitimate.
I'm not mad at all.
You mentioned WNs. It's a trigger.
Okay.
Wait, what? Oh.
Don't say it.
I was like, that's not WWE. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting week.
That was, I mean, it was a humdinger.
And we got a humdinger of
a
film.
Tool broke up. That's another thing that happened.
God, finally.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Fucking about time.
they don't owe us anything.
Fuck Tool those broke guys. Up. Maynard is now doing compositions for Katy Perry.
That would be fucking dope as fuck.
That would be fucking.
You actually broke the. You don't
know how to. I don't think you know how to make news for me.
That's news. That's good news.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break and then talk about a movie.
We go into the opera.
Yeah. Jorge loves.
Chickadee kind of the Chinese chicken.
You suck on a dick and your brain starts licking.
Watching X-Files when the lights on.
With all your dicks on.
With all your dicks on.
I heard with all your dick sauce.
With all your dick sauce.
Yeah, there you go.
Boy.
Whew. Oh, that was a good little break.
Yeah, I can't believe we've been arguing about hot dog sandwiches for a week.
Yeah.
God damn. So the Who Goes There podcast watched 1987's Opera, written and directed by Dario Argento, starring Christina Marshallock. I don't know how fucking else to pronounce that. Ian Charlson, Urbano Barberini, Daria Nicolodi, Coralina Cataldi-Tassoni.
Yeah, there you go.
Antonella Vitale.
Do the thing with your hand, it'll help.
Yeah. William Nakamura.
There you go.
Barbara Cupisti.
It's Antonia me, Mario.
Antonia Luiri, Carola Stagnaro, Francesca Casola, Maurizio Garone, Cristina Giacchin, and holy fuck, what is this name? Giorgi Giorgiani. That's how that shit's pronounced.
He really tested you at the end there.
Wow. Hey, you know what the best part of this movie is?
What's that?
When it ended.
Oh, but
fuck this movie. The only good thing about it is the fucking poster, and it's misleading as all get out because this movie sucks. Fuck this movie. Fuck Argento. Fuck you if you like these films. Fuck Giallo.
Is it Giallo?
Giallo.
Fuck Jello. He doesn't even like Jello anymore.
Fuck green Jello.
Hey, let's not do that.
What about you, Red? What the fuck? I'm sure.
No, go to Matt.
It's transcendent, dude, because of the genre bending and the fucking
bad. I'm gonna say it's transcendent.
Oh, fucking.
No, I refuse to go next after your barrage of bullshit. You're being very, very xenophobic towards our Italian
brothers. You're already
brothers.
Going next, so.
It's you.
It's me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm kind of with George. Like, with the exception of, like, the violence and the metal. And that end scene, but also like the ending. Cause what? No, I love this movie. It's like, we'll get into it. Like, I'm still under the firm belief that the best thing Dario Argento ever made was Asia. But
yeah,
this is up there. This is pretty good. Somebody, I think Coop said this is like the last good Argento movie. I'm kind of interested to see what came after this. So
I've heard of like Argento movies where a guy turns into like a praying mantis in a hallway and where he starts getting bad. And even that sounds very, very interesting to me. So I want to see his bad movies now too. The first fucking 5 or 10 minutes of this, I was like, fuck, what have I done? Because it has this thing. Let's get this out of the way. It has this thing with dubbing. Is it dubbed? Is it not dubbed?
I can't tell. It's English, that's that it's weird English dialogue with dubbing, over dubbing.
Yeah, because, that weird Italian charm, though.
Like, which is, well, to me, it helped. To me, like, that's what I mean. Avoiding that. Look, a Giallo film is what is it? Giallo. What is a Giallo film, Matt? I got this Wikipedia thing to help me out here, there right? So, particular style of Italian-produced murder mystery thriller horror film usually blends the atmosphere and suspense of thriller fiction and eroticism, often involves a mysterious killer whose identity is not revealed until the final act of the film. So much like last week's movie, Leslie Vernon, right? Like, they go about the tropes of slashers, and Giallo films are considered one of the precursors they're considered a precursor to slashers, right?
I'm sorry, what?
A precursor to slashers. Excuse me. It was an outlier on my part. Right?
Precursor.
Am I wrong, though? They're considered, like, widely a precursor because they have that ritualistic format, right? You got to do it that way. I think
this is only, like, the second, maybe third Giallo film we've actually done.
Right. And
I'm out.
George, here's the thing. Fan. So
I'm out.
After it got going, and it, even, by the way, actually, once it started with the fucking opening credits and the crow, I was like, dope. That's fucking dope. And then it kept going. And then I got worried. And then I was worried about the dialogue and the thing. But then the opera started. And then, like, the production design. And then, like, when you fucking talk about Jorge is sending some text about his directing. Dude, he fucking runs circles.
I didn't with say anything about directing. Yes, I said fuck the director.
You
said,
make your point, Rhett. I'll look it up.
My fucking point is that the atmosphere of this, and if I think of it, slasher movies, they have a lot of stupid shit in them, and you're supposed to have good kills, and it has the formula. This has great fucking kills. It has, like, great fucking imagery.
You say, I'm not going to interrupt this.
Great fucking imagery.
I'm not going to interrupt.
It has fantastic imagery in this movie. Like, I was fucking, a great use of color. Like depth of field. He's doing, like, he has a lot of technical proficiency you usually don't fucking see in horror movies. So, and I'm a newbie to this genre, like the giallo, and basically to Argento. I fucking did not like Fulci along with Jorge. But I completely disagree with Jorge on this fucking movie. I'd like to watch this again very soon.
So Jorge's exact quote: "Fuck this opera movie is straight trash. Like, goddamn, this old Italian white bitch director sucks. I think I'm out on Argento movies forever."
Right. So there, you misquoted me.
Okay.
This director does not suck.
The both of you guys were like, "Oh, the kills," and I'm like, "What?
The kills were great.
The kills were fucking great.
What the fuck are you guys talking about, dude? The only compelling part of the fucking kills is that there's." No, I don't like that either.
So what?
If this isn't a tent with a machete,
you would like it, right?
It doesn't. That's not even what
if this was in a spaceship with a power loader.
Exactly.
There you go.
The idea that where it's like,
if this is in the Holocaust with Liam Neeson,
dude, you gotta watch this fucking kills. These pins are gonna fucking fuck up your eyes. And it's like, no, they're not. They're not gonna do anything.
They're gonna poke your fucking eyebrows. Fuck off.
I mean, like,
it's a great fucking image.
Or blink really hard, and the tape will come off.
No,
because you're sweating a shitload.
When I saw him put that shit on there, I was like, I seriously was like, oh fuck, that's fucking great. Like, I thought that was so innovative.
It's great and extremely cinematic because you're watching. It's, you know, there's a lot of, again, with the eye imagery stuff in this over and over again. Immediately
during that scene, I text Cal. I'm like, have you seen opera or have you done the artwork for opera yet? Because if not, there's a scene you should definitely like look into.
And he's like, I got super excited about Cal being able to do
artwork. Just look at the poster and there you go. That's what you got. And
that poster is not misleading. That poster is.
No, I didn't say it was misleading. I said it's the best part of the fucking film.
He said it was misleading.
He did say that.
No, I don't.
You're misleading us right now.
You said the best part of this movie is the poster, which is misleading as all get out.
Yeah, and that it's better than the fucking movie is what I said. I didn't say it was misleading in terms of the movie. Clearly, that's not what I meant.
Trump said, I did not say to shoot up, literally, but you did say to shoot up.
Literally, there's pins in her eyes, which is fucking retarded.
Look, man, you got me on pins and needles with your fucked up story, okay? Like, I'm not going to listen to it anymore.
What's
this movie is fantastic.
Yeah, you're a goddamn menace to society.
You're saying surrealist, beautiful nightmare.
Who cares?
Ravishing film.
Dude, you've got these interspersed fucking like dream sequences and I'm like, what the fuck is happening, man?
I love to.
And then this shit with the cop from like scene one, you're like, oh, it's him. Got it. It's him.
Gentlemen,
done. 100%.
Gentlemen.
It's him.
Let's remain calm here and
Giallo.
And talk about whatever the fuck happened at the end of this movie.
Oh, so good.
Because like, so this movie,
it's, dude, I hit a thing with this movie.
Hold up. So this movie's cruising along, right? And it's like, hey, here's the plot. There's a play of Macbeth and the lead actress gets hit by a car. They got an understudy and then somebody's stalking the understudy. Whole plot. That's it. And it takes 90 minutes. And in the last 10 minutes, then they're just like, oh shit, we don't have any motivation for anybody. So if I understand correctly, the guy who is stalking this girl
was with the mom,
and trained to be a fucking sick fuck murderers together until he accidentally purposefully murdered her because she got too in love with killing. Oh, the irony. While the young girl watched, but then he wanted to fuck the daughter, or saw the mom in the daughter.
You remind me of her.
Is that what I'm pretty sure? What's with the bracelets? And why was there a date that they never explained? They never explained the date. Bro. And was the one in the lady's chest? And if so, how did it get in her chest?
It's like, we're going to have symbolism with birds, and we're going to have symbolism with bracelets, and we're going to have symbolism with pins, and none of it's going to mean anything because it's all garbage in the end anyways. And then at the end, there's going to be 50,000 FBI agents coming down a hill for some fucking reason, even though we've been tracking him for 2 days, and we're going to wait until he kills one more person to get on him, and then we're going to find out that, oh shit,
that was great.
You keep saying that, but all of it is garbage.
No, I mean it's actually dope.
It's actually extremely good.
It's like, okay, dude, it's Macbeth.
I've heard it's visually cool, great. I've heard
actual Macbeth is better than
Macbeth. Because like,
no, it was an interpretation of Macbeth.
Stuff they did with that was fantastic. By the way, was it okay?
It's visually pretty cool. Like the Macbeth stuff is kind of neat.
Look, man, I hit a thing with this film where I didn't expect it to get there, but it did. Where I was just like completely. I was okay with whatever contrivance it had because I knew not to take it seriously plot-wise or anything like that. Because it's messing with tropes. It's messing with fucking... But it's a giallo film.
Isn't there an inherent seriousness to this film?
Yes.
Like,
yes,
I mean,
and no. I don't think this is supposed to be like, funny at all.
Sophia actually pointed out, there is an inherent seriousness, but what it does, if you look at... Apart from your complaints, the way the film moves... It gets very pretty and it kind of lulls you to sleep. And then something extremely fucking graphic happens, or out of nowhere, you get like a bullet coming through a fucking peephole in a door. And fucking then you see a phone fucking explode in slow motion. You see a girl scream and it gets super serious. And then it loosens up again and it loosens up again. So it's very disorienting to me. So I found the rhythm of the film extremely good. That's what I mean.
I found rhythm is a dancer.
Rhythm is a dancer. And Jorge doesn't like Rhythm is a Dancer. You know what I mean? Even though it's one of the best fucking 90s dance songs, he's just not.
It's true. I did rant about that last week.
Yeah, last week he mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think it's playing with tones of serious. It seems to me, again, I'm no fucking expert on giallo, But it seems like it's got this over the topness to it. Like it's supposed to push it over the top and be kind of campy.
They usually do.
It's Italian, like, fucking.
I just don't resonate with this fucking the way these people act in these movies. Like I'm watching and I'm like, I know it's supposed to be a horror film and I know it's supposed to be this fucking otherworldly feeling thing, but because these people all act so goddamn unnaturally, it's so fucking difficult to identify with anything that's happening. I literally hate this person, I hate this person, I hope they all die and I don't feel bad and all of this, like,
no, it's, I didn't really feel bad either. All these kills are horrific.
And I'm like, nah, they're boring as fuck and they're,
what do you mean,
it's shitty stabbing after shitty stabbing.
And then somebody
forgot that there's bullet trajectory that somehow will bounce off of a
trajectory.
Somebody somehow will bounce off of a skull and go downward and hit a phone. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
It could happen.
Okay, now you're just being a dork.
I am being a dork because there's nothing else to this movie other than to be a dork about it. Like, and it's fucking dumb.
Like, the killings are like the best
parts. I want to see your face.
Yeah. That was dope. Yeah. Yeah.
No. Here's my face.
Your gun, your face. And then, like, dude.
I don't.
Okay, I watch a lot of.
How many times does the killer in a slasher shoot the chick through a fucking eye hole?
And I watch a lot of pokey pokey stabby movies. And, like, the pokey pokey stabby in this was, like, real good.
Right here,
like,
in the neck.
Dude, like, that first dude that got it, and he's just fucking wailing on that guy. I'm like, this is going on a lot longer than I thought it would. Like,
I must just be so fucking desensitized. This shit looks boring. It's boring as fuck.
Done with style.
On top of it, it's boring. On top of everything else, it's boring.
Sir, you're a goddamn menace. You know that? That's what you are. You're a fucking agent of chaos.
Sure.
Well, you called him the Joker, dude. Don't call him that.
No, I didn't call him the Joker. He is a Joker.
Yeah.
This is a Joker.
It's like Joker. 2099 Jokers.
I'm the toker, so you're the midnight stroker?
I'm the midnight bloker.
Yeah.
I don't know what a bloker is.
I don't know either.
I don't know what a stroker is.
Blah. Yeah, I fucking loved it. I'm going to watch it again. And I'm really excited to see Argento's other stuff, including the bad shit with fucking Praying Mantis. It's just like there's always more stuff to get to.
The bad shit with the Praying Mantis sounds like it's the best shit, though.
Doesn't it sound like?
See, and that's the thing. Maybe Praying Mantis shit would be better than this because, like, it has an otherworldly thing. And this, I'm like, well, dude, it's too rooted to real life.
It's
too grounded to be fucking to be fantastical, and it's too fucking goofy for me to be invested in it. I can't with this shit.
Yeah, I was really bowled over by the use of color, by the rhythm of the thing, by the execution of stuff. I mean, the artistry of it. Like, he literally went fucking, I can't think of another horror director that goes that far into the art of it visually.
What about Adam Winger, dude?
Well, now I can think of one, and it wouldn't be Adam Winger. It would be the gentleman who did Fantasy Island. Fantasy Island just
truly visionary.
That bloke.
Yeah. Fantasy Island is probably this generation's opera. You know what I mean?
Got it. It took me a second.
Seriously, that's really stupid, but you see how stupid and disjointed that plot was? Mm-hmm. If it was, like, done in some fucking semi-absurd, surreal fucking way like this with super technical proficiency and, like, moments of, like, of dread and, like, really well executed fucking deaths, I'd be like, Fantasy Island's fucking dope.
Because here's the thing, like, I like the opera scenes, but I don't think that stuff is necessarily, like, that's his hand. Because
of course it was.
The opera is going to look like the opera is going to look. You know what I mean? Like, the opera house.
Yeah, but they decided to put the plane crash there and the skull.
And so they had to have brought in somebody who's competent in putting together an opera.
That's the director's job to marshal all that.
What I'm getting at is I don't think that that's necessarily an Argento flair. I think it's whoever put that opera together that has that flair.
I get what you're saying, but I think, have you seen the original Suspiria?
Yeah, we watched it for some stupid reason, right? Yeah, we did both.
Like that guy, what you can say, I mean, again, we would have to watch, we'd have to do some digging to find out whether that was true or not. But either way, even if it wasn't Argento flair, it wouldn't be enough to change your mind drastically about the film because you're just, you conceded that visually it has some interesting stuff going on.
Yes.
It's just on a story level, of course, but most, that's what I'm going with it. I'm meeting it where it's at story-wise because it's a giallo film, which is essentially this Italian precursor to slashers. So I'm not fucking really adjudicating. I can't look at it like on its story or plot mechanisms, dude.
Well, so when we're talking about like precursor to slashers, wasn't there already precursors to slashers before giallo films?
Sure.
I mean,
so isn't, I mean, is, aren't giallo films aping slasher movies anyways?
Not necessarily.
So what new ground are we seeing other than like visual flair? No,
I'm not talking about new ground. I'm saying though that, look at this movie is a later Argento film, but the structure of it, that they were doing this in these giallo films before they were doing it in the American slashers. The structure of these people are getting killed off and it won't be revealed to the end who it is. Like it's the Scooby-Doo fucking structure.
Did you think it was anybody else other than the cop?
I literally, and again, you're probably going to find, I did not care who it was.
I literally thought it was everyone. except for the
I didn't know also if I had an unreliable narrator because it seemed very like, how come the cops don't know? What's going on here? Like, she's not under protective custody. Why isn't this? Why isn't this? Why isn't this?
Why doesn't anybody go to the cops?
Bonkers. But then it kept just kept moving and kept doing the stuff.
You know that's where all the cops were? They were waiting at the end. Well, that's where they all were.
They were all in hiding.
They were all in hiding in the woods.
The cop was the guy doing it too. Like, you know.
Oh God, the fucking ending of this too, where she was like, so like,
I love that it was a white cop. It's basically,
I kind of was guessing I was kind of guessing the whole way, like when she's like, oh yeah, I'm actually into this. And then like they start walking off together. I'm like, oh tight. She's like actually into fucking murdering people. That's cool. She is like her mom. And then she kills him. And I thought it was kind of like
irony.
What is that? A gift of the magi kind of bullshit? Yeah, or I guess like irony, you know? Well, no, not even.
Well,
not,
she is into not it, irony, but not like, for
I,
the same.
I thought she killed him, but like it was because she was into murdering people, you know? Not because she was just thought he was deplorable, but it was like, oh, I'm so into killing people that I'm just going to fucking off you. And like the whole time I kept thinking it was going to twist, like when he gets taken away by the cops and stuff. And she's like, I'm really not like him. I'm not like you. And then she finds the lizard. I'm like, she's going to smush the lizard. She's going to fucking yeet the lizard. Yeah. Like, and I just kept waiting for that turn. And then it's just like, no, I just really want to fuck Mother Nature. And then she just like starts hugging all the flowers.
And that part was actually hilarious to me.
It was good.
It was great because also the lizard, she doesn't kill it. And I'm like, what is this saying? It's like, well, the lizard is a fucking, what is the lizard? It's a fucking predator. Like it's cold blooded. And when the lizard does stuff that the shit that guy did, it's like, oh, you're a sick bastard. Well, in nature, this occurs all the time. It's someone hunting shit and killing it. And there she is like, but the lizard is part of nature. So, and that's what I mean on an artistic level. This movie puts like the ugly and gruesome stuff right next to the beautiful stuff, and that's I think what Argento's into.
I mean, I guess
it's nature.
I guess that, but I don't think it. I don't. Besides the stoat, you know, I think that by and large, animals hunt to eat, right? And so,
but it's brutal.
So the thing here that we're learning is that like humans kill to eat, but like the psyche, dude. And it's like, okay, well, cool, great.
Well, no,
because otherwise, what's the hunt for?
It's objectivity, man. If you were looking at it outside of human concepts and ideas, and we have tropes too. They're called norms. If you were looking at it objectively outside of it, it's just killing is killing. Doesn't matter what the reasons are.
Well, right. But in the animal world, I don't think animals strictly kill for killing's sake, right?
No, generally not.
So, I mean, I don't.
However, hunting is hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're comparing. I mean, if you're comparing the acts of like this guy to.
No, it's because we have ideas that we began to kill for reasons other than that. We have ideas, so we begin to come up. Also,
I believe the word you're looking for is views.
Yeah.
Views.
For instance, Matt kind of was going there with why she kills him. We know why she kills him. Because we're okay with her doing that because of everything he's done. Because
he's a bad guy.
Because he's the bad guy.
Brett was saying with the slashers in last week's episode, this person kind of sucks.
Right, and the state and does this all the time to people. You can kill people because they did these things. Kill them because they killed other people. It's still just like, oh, they can kill people, but they can't. Soldiers can kill people, but they can't. We can kill those people because they attacked us first. It's a bunch of arbitrary rules when ultimately it's really no different than animals killing animals.
It depends. It
doesn't matter what the fucking reason is. Killing in the name of. It depends to us, right? But it doesn't depend to the animal kingdom.
Well, I mean, I think that concept is that's okay at a human level. But I mean, if you're trying to compare it to the animal world, I think that's where it...
Right,
in the film, I guess. In the film, I'm sorry. In the film, I don't mean like on a meta level.
Yeah,
if we're talking like just the film,
because look, this is where it falls apart. Otherwise, to me, and I don't mean the movie. I mean the whole idea of enjoying horror films. Like, why do we enjoy them? Why are we looking? Why are we adjudicating the kills? Why are we waiting for the kills? It's the reptile brain. Like, that's very clearly what it is. It's like the reptile brain is like fucking kill that motherfucker. Fuck that and eat that.
Actually, I think so. By saving that lizard, she's actually anti-reptilian.
Well, she's nurturing.
She's QAnon.
Exactly.
There you go. Dario Argento is QAnon.
I don't want you to say that ever again.
Dario Argento is QAnon.
No, and again, I don't want to get ahead of myself with this.
Q-a-la.
Argento fellow. I don't want to act like I fucking love. I haven't seen enough of his stuff. But yeah, I really wish this movie wasn't dubbed the way it was. But then, like, it kind of has this.
That's the thing. That's the.
It's like Tenet, you know. It's like what? It's like the sound mix in Tenet.
Dario Argento's opera is like Tenet. Rhett Creel, 2021.
Both had opera houses, you know. That's.
I actually saw some DNA for Black Swan in this movie too.
Both are unintelligible in terms of dialogue.
Okay, not true.
I mean.
I saw some Black Swan DNA in this film, too.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, definitely. Except Black Swan is good.
Well, it's coherent. Yes. This is incoherent at times, and I like that.
I feel like a bunch of this might have been cut out, but I couldn't read anything about, like, large chunks of this movie being cut out.
I mean, there was large chunks that needed to be cut out. I think that stuff is on purpose because, you know, it's supposed to be jarring and nightmare-scapey where you just jump to these moments where you're like, who's that little girl? Who's this lady?
That's what I mean.
Watching the thing.
Initially, I thought it was being...
They info dumped you. It's like, oh, okay. Like, I honestly feel like they got through the first two acts and they're like, fuck. None of this makes sense. We don't have anything explained. And they just cram all the info in the third act.
Yeah, as far as that goes, when I talk about the flow of it, it's like it flows a lot like, it feels like music to me again, but it doesn't feel like here's the verse, here's the chorus, here's the bridge. It feels kind of like, hey, let's get fucking kind of weird with our rhythms and our pacing. And I like that.
Which is interesting because I almost feel literally the exact opposite because it's like we're going to do the kill. We're going to make her watch. We're going to wait a little bit. We're going to wait a little bit. Then we're going to do the kill. We're going to make her watch. Then we're going to do a little bit. We're going to do a little bit. We're going to do the kill.
See, I liked a lot of scenes of her just walking through a hall.
Yeah, it's like 15 minutes of boredom.
See, I didn't feel that way.
3 minutes of fuck.
I was like, dude, I was like, I love how they have the blue light over there in this part. I like how that's over there. I was just getting, again, it was very,
this.
I'm not saying it's amazing. I'm saying how it worked, though.
The movie was paced well enough. The movie would have to do a lot more work. For me personally, visually, sure. We've got some stuff going on in this opera scene, all of the opera scenes, but it would have to do so much more from the standpoint of...
To excuse the glaring cocksmiths to you.
The cocksmithery.
The cocksmithery of Argento.
Yeah, it's too...
If you had to compare
too,
this...
It's too wide a trench for me, man, to go from like this...
Too wide a trench. I like that. I like that. You could say the same thing about my ass.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hello, I'm here.
If you would just stop sucking dicks with your butthole, you wouldn't have that problem.
Hey, man. Look, I know I set up the joke. No. But wait.
That's a bridge too
far.
So
we watched The Beyond, right? We did The Beyond on this show last year. And that was my first time seeing a Fulci film. And I think it was your first time seeing a Fulci film. I think. I don't know. Either way, we hadn't seen that one. It was either
first or second at that point.
We hadn't seen that one. Both Jorge and I were just like, what the fuck is wrong with people about this? Now, if you had to compare that film, and remember, it has like, I don't know if you remember like what it used with like acid on the face.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, if you had to compare Fulci, that film, to this one, which one did you prefer, Jorge?
I mean, even from just like, if we're talking a purely cinematography standpoint,
as
this thing yeets all over it.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that.
But it's like The Beyond, and then it's like fucking.
As far as you liking them, you hated both.
It's like double as good, but it's still like way the fuck.
Which is in fact kind of more problematic in a sense, because it's double as good, and I still hate it as much.
It's mediocre as fuck in how bad it is. Huh. Okay, got it.
Mediocre at how bad it is. So that means it's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. You figure that out.
I really liked it.
I don't know. This movie, this style of film is
not for you.
1000% not my jam. And I like.
So we'll be doing a lot more giallo films.
So Underwater is his jam.
Fuck yeah, it is, dude. I mean, you know what it is, dude? Views. Because like fucking Underwater is, it's dumb as fuck at a level that I'm like, I can half watch it.
You're like, I've played this video game.
Exactly. I can half watch this movie and understand what's going on. If I step out for half a minute and fucking, I'm like, why is there crows? I don't understand. Why did they have the crow keeper in the cage?
The ravens threw him out.
Why did he have to be in there to do what? Dude, because
that end part where like they're
tarnishing the dress.
They're all in on this together. They're like, we're gonna find this killer. Because it like, and they just mention it briefly, like in the somewhere in the movie where they're like, yeah, crows can remember or ravens can remember a face and they hold a grudge. And it's like, okay, well, that's a throwaway line. But then like you remember, oh, he killed three of the ravens when he was like cutting up the dress for some goofy ass reason. And so they just kick through the fucking set. Dude rides in on this cage that then sends all these ravens and into the fucking... And it
also eats him the fuck out of the cage, dude. He goes flying.
He unleashes a flock of... I forgot what a flock of ravens is called, but there's a specific name for it. But
You know what also would have been also as effective as that?
What?
Door, it's open now.
No, yeah, but that's less cool.
That's not a cinematic. It just open
the door. It's way less cool. But then the ravens, like, they unleash this flock of ravens into a fucking opera. Everybody's flipping their shit in hopes that the birds are going to remember the face of the... Not only that the birds are going to remember the face of the person that attacked them, but that that person is going to be in the opera in plain sight where the birds can find him. And then the birds attack him. Well,
because he's obsessed with her, dude. Of course, dude.
And then they eat out his eye, which was tight. Yeah, see, I think you're wrong.
You can think I'm wrong all you want, baby boy, but this is not it.
Tell his ass.
This is not it for me, man. This style of film, this...
I understand it's not for you, this dubbing, and you're wrong.
This dubbing is the worst.
The dubbing adds to its wonderful surrealist charm.
These Italian actors can suck all of it.
Actually, the main girl is from Madrid, Spain. Thank you very much.
Even worse, dude. The only thing
let us agree on this.
The only thing How worse than an Italian is a Spaniard.
How does Madrid, Spain woman look to you?
I like the old white bitch Behind the Mask much better.
Which one? Zelda Rubinstein?
Says a lot about you and fucking clan tea where you're from. This chick is rough.
She's good looking.
She's about 5 million times hotter than the bitch in fucking Leslie Vernon, okay? Don't even do this.
I mean, I did think, man, now I'm thinking about a bunch of stuff we didn't talk about in Leslie Vernon last week.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was really cool. This is working out really well. Like the stuff that film explores with tropes and how this is, giallo.
Oh, dude. And then next week, we just get to go gritty as fuck for Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Yeah. And have you guys seen it?
I have not.
Neither of us have seen it. I've always heard of it. And I'm glad I waited until now to see it.
I've seen it once, and it was probably a good 10 years ago.
You know what, dude? I'll go on a limb here and say that opera is probably going to be better than Spiral.
Yeah.
I think the opening credits of opera are better than the film Spiral, and I haven't seen Spiral. I don't have high hopes
for Spiral, man.
Speaking of stuff like that about Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, I recently went to Jacob Denton, our friend Jacob, who has his podcast, Horror Hijacked, Cthulhu Christ on Instagram. His mom had a plant sale, and I went and bought some plants from his mom, and it was real nice, and Sophia loves them, so thank you, sir.
Wait. I thought you were going to say you were on his podcast, and I was going to say, damn, all right.
Well, I've been invited to several thousand podcasts and turned down.
Yeah, but no, I just mean because George was the first one, and then you. I'm like, okay, saving the best for last. I see how it is.
He was putting something together for you, he said, but he never records.
No, I want to go see a movie.
Need movies with lots of tits and petite women.
But he said Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, he says it's pretty fucking grimy. Like, you want to take a shower after
it's grimy as fuck. I would recommend you watch Der Golden Handschuh.
The what?
In joining up with Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Der Golden Handschuh?
Das Golden Handschuh. It's like the golden shoe. No, it's golden glove. Handschuhs.
Das Boot.
That's German for a glove is handschuh.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, because they're shoes for your hands.
That's exactly what they are.
Yeah. But what if shoes are gloves for your feet?
Well, you would need them for your feet because you don't walk on your hands.
Wait, what?
You can walk on your hands, but you don't walk on your
hands. Yeah, but what came first, shoes or gloves? That's the question.
Shoes, obviously, because you had to walk. Yeah.
I would think shoes probably came
first. And that's why they're shoes for your hands.
Mm. I think they're...
Once they started protecting their feet. Because they started... We were cutting up our feet and like, fuck, if only I had something to protect my feet. And also, what did horses do before horseshoes? Like, they didn't put on their own horseshoes.
Well, horses naturally ground down their hooves.
Yeah, they don't need stupid people.
In their wild. In their hooves.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they on like a stone?
Before they came into their hooves.
Because they, like, modern day horses don't travel. Yeah.
So what, it's like at what point did dogs, we decide to start fucking nailing metal fucking shit to their hooves?
When we decided their hooves were
We decided we weren't going to let them be free anymore.
That's fucking hilarious. See, and that is like opera right there. They're examining human behavior right there. Like, you know, that horse is really cool, but maybe we need to nail some fucking metal.
We need to colonize this fucking beautiful animal.
See, that's right. Professional podcasting, bringing it all back around.
Right. That's a callback
into the movie.
You just got colonized horse.
Right.
Colonized horse.
European colonialism rears its ugly head yet again.
Yeah, because wild horses don't need to be shooed.
Wild horses.
All right, that's episode 308. That was a wild week.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Just wait till next week, exactly 1 week from now when we record again.
I do want to mention that opera is available for free on Tubi.
Paid too much.
I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Is it on Amazon Prime as well?
And you don't have to watch commercials.
God damn it.
They paid too much.
The commercials made it delightful.
Did they? Paid
too much. Maybe that's why he got commercial breaks. That's why he likes this film so much. He was like, let's go out to the... Oh, great. Back to the film.
Let's go.
Yeah, dude. The metal juxtaposed with the operatic singing.
That was dope.
Dude, come on. You got to love that. Like...
The Ace of Spades.
So operatic singing is something that's very big in metal. So to have like the metal like counteracting the you know, you have this opera music for all of it, but then during the violence, it's like fucking
And it was also like funny in a sense. So there's this juxtaposition going on. But also, I think he had an understanding that modern metal at that time was very much rooted in certain tropes from opera.
Yeah, see, we were talking about, I forgot already, so never mind.
All right.
I lost that train of thought that quick.
All right, idiots. Next week is Henry
Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Cool. And then after that is Spiral.
Cool.
Spiral. And after that is The Conjuring. Because
no, it's great. I mean, Matt, five stars.
Matt, we were like, Matt, do we have to do that on a show? And Matt's just like, well, obviously we have to do it on the show.
We saw the screener. We got an early sneak peek at it, and it's amazing.
Yep.
According to Matty Ding Dong.
That is not a thing that happened.
Yep. No,
I won't even entertain that.
In fact, joke. Like he was like, James Wan is superior to John Carpenter in every way. And I was like, what?
And I'm like, bitch.
Damn, bitch.
Really? All right, idiots. That's it. That's Jorge signing out.
This is Matt.
This is Rhett.
He is mad. Look at him.
I was kidding about all that.
I can't even with you guys sometimes.
I'm not going to worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever going to be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world.